This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This is what you might call the slack period in higher education. Summer break, campuses are quiet, admissions decisions have been made, incoming freshmen are making their plans. Most freshmen, that is. A lot of kids from poor families who do get accepted to college never wind up actually enrolling. They get stymied by the forms and the financial paperwork, and they just give up. From St. Louis Public Radio, Tim Lloyd has the story.
Ivana Brown just graduated from high school and plans on going to college this fall. She's thinking either community college or the University of Missouri, St. Louis.
And that's pretty exciting. That's actually a big deal for me.
A big deal because she'll be the first in her family to go to college. But she says the process can be overwhelming.
You do always need help from someone to, like, give you some guidance.
So, she made her way to the High School to College Center on a trendy part of St. Louis's Del Mar Loop. The center is designed to help low-income students like Brown get through everything that comes after the acceptance letter. There's not much to the office itself, just some folding tables and a couple of cubicles. But it's stocked with folks like Christine Alphen, a high school guidance counselor.
A majority of the students, they're afraid, so they don't do anything. And then the deadlines pass, and then they're in a position where they don't end up going.
Alphen's describing what's called summer melt. Researchers estimate about 20% of low-income students who get accepted to college don't enroll in the fall. Some change their mind, of course. But many students get tripped up on all the paperwork, especially the financial aid process. There are private loans, public loans, scholarships, and reams of forms to go with all of it. Alphen says just providing proof of income to qualify for a need-based loan can be a hurdle.
You know, even a letter saying that your family doesn't have any means, so we need to verify that you have no means. Well, that process itself can be very intimidating for families.
The High School to College Center in St. Louis opened its doors last summer and is run by a network of local corporations, nonprofits, and educators called St. Louis Graduates. The group pulled together $52,000 in grants and donations to hire staff like Alphen for the summer. Faith Sandler is the network's co-chair. She says money is also available to help kids and families travel to things like freshman welcome events.
Because otherwise, we run the potential of losing the human possibility that's resident in each one of the young people coming through that door.
In addition to counseling, students are getting some high-tech help in the form of a software system known as Bridget. It's programmed to send text messages to students about all the stuff they need to do to stay on track. Things like reserving a spot in student housing and submitting immunization records. Should the kids start to slide off the rails, Bridget can raise a red flag.
And counselors can use the Bridget system to pinpoint those students and focus their attention on those students in particular.
Lindsay Page is an assistant professor of education at the University of Pittsburgh. She's part of a research team studying how this type of technology can help get more students enrolled and then keep them on track once they're in school.
These kinds of low-cost strategies can also help students persist in college.
This takes us back to that little student counseling center in St. Louis. Jasmine Huey, who has a summer job at the center, got help here herself last summer and just wrapped up her freshman year at Southeast Missouri State University.
If it wasn't for them, I probably wouldn't have been able to go to school. I thought I had everything together, but I guess I was wrong.
The center kept tabs on more than half of the kids who received on-site assistance last summer. And by the fall, 86% of them were enrolled in either full or part-time classes. In St. Louis, I'm Tim Lloyd for Marketplace.